Here, kid. I love her. She's great. Everything I've ever heard. She's perfect.
Give us a kiss here, lover.
Maybe it was because Mother Goda was the only woman in Taglios shorter than him. That was the only time I ever saw my mother-in-law at a loss for words. Ty Day and Uncle Doge seemed taken aback, too. One eye stalked Mother Goda around the room. Finally, she fled.
Perfect,
One Eye crowed.
She's absolutely perfect. The woman of my dreams?
Are you ready, Captain?
Was he high on something?
Yeah. Croker separated himself from his barely tasted tea. Mergen, I want you to come with us. It's time to teach you some new tricks. I started to shake my head, I don't know why. Sari slipped her arm around me. She was back now, avoiding her mother by being where I was. She felt my reluctance, squeezed my arm. She looked up at me with those gorgeous almond eyes, asking why I was troubled.
I don't know.
I figured we were going to interrogate the Red Hand Deceiver. That was not work I would enjoy. Uncle Doge astonished me by asking,
May I accompany you, husband of my niece?
Why? I blurted.
I wish to inform my curiosity about what it is you people do.
He spoke to me slowly, as though to an idiot. I do suffer from a severe birth defect, by his thinking. I was not born Yuang Bao. At least he does not call me Bone Warrior and Stone Soldier anymore. I never did figure that out. I translated for the old man. He didn't bat an eye.
Sure, Mergen. Why not? But let's get going before we all die of old age.
What the hell? This was the guy who was sure the Nguyen Bao were up to no good. I looked at the mass of paper One Eye passed off on me. It smelled of mildew. I would try to make something of it later, if anything could be made of it. Knowing One Eye, it could well be written in a language he no longer remembered.
Chapter 32. One Eye's annals were as terrible as I expected, and then some. Water, mold, vermin, and criminal neglect had left most of his recollections irretrievable. One recent memoir, though, did survive except for a page in the middle which was just plain missing. It will serve to illustrate what One Eye considers to be an adequate chronicle. He made up the spellings of most of the place names. I corrected to standard where I could, from the maps, figure out where he had been. In the fall of our third year in Taglios, the captain decided to send the Kusavir regiment to Prebelbed, where the Prabrindra Dra was campaigning against a bevy of minor Shadowlander princes. Me and several company comrades were told to go along to give the new regiment backbone. The traitor Blade was in the region. The regiment